Blog Talk Radio.
And he get around before he walks.
Random day. Hey, yo. If you're passionate about what you do, like I'm passionate
all
about
there
this
has
music,
to be.
This song is for you.
He patted his foot before he walks.
Like I can't breathe. When I wake up in the morning, I can't breathe until I listen.
And Buddy Bold and tuned up.
Be my
you
family.
Can hear him clean across
I affect the
river.
World. Y'all along for the ride.
And he get around before he walks.
Let's go.
Like medicine and drops of water.
Yeah.
Help me get over. The sweetest sounds I ever heard. My joy, my heart, my music. Like medicine and drops of water. Help me get over. The sweetest sounds I ever heard. My joy, my heart, my music.
I'm from a small city. But I had big dreams, had some good ideas, but I had better schemes. I thought the hustle way for me was etched in stone, until my partner died and his name etched in stone. My daughter's growing up, my son on the way, they closing in on me, it feel like any day. Music saved me, swooped it like the Navy, put a lifetime of scars all in 16 bars. So I took the vow and made music my life. Yep, I proposed and made music my wife. And if I ever need to cut a nigga, music my knife. And if I need to bring the girl together, music my dice. So if I degraded and I hated, even cried through it, I watch brothers prophesize about dying through it. Music aiming knowledge of self, and I'm a knowledge of self. Sing aiming knowledge of wealth, and I know.
Christian Dog Radio at christiandogradio.biz. I am your host, Melicia. I'd like to welcome you to my show this afternoon. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Dog Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show today. I also would like you to go to my YouTube channel at Christian Talk Radio at YouTube, where you can follow me there at YouTube and follow the live Bible study. It is so very important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God, that we study the Word of God to show ourselves approved unto you, unto Father God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the word of truth. I said, who rightly divides the word of truth. So we must make sure, my brothers and my sisters, that the word of truth is rightly divided. I said, we must make sure that the word of truth is rightly divided, because it can be wrongly divided without a lot of that going on today. Well, today is my birthday. I am legally 54 years old today and not ashamed of it, because I thank Father God for allowing me to be 54 years old. So there's no shame in my game. I'm glad to be 54. I shout it all over the world. I thank Father God for allowing me to be 54 years old. I was in the store the other day making a purchase, and a young man said to me, he saw my license, but I had to give it to him to make the purchase, and he said, you are definitely not 54 years old. And I said, oh, yes, I am. He said, you are not. He said, if I hadn't seen it on your license, I wouldn't have believed it. He said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because it's working for you. He said, you do not look like 54. You look much younger, almost 20, 30 years younger than you really are. So it's just the goodness of God. That's what that is. I don't say that to brag on myself, but I say it's just the goodness of God, because Father God says in his word, I said, Father God says in his word that your youth will be renewed like an eagle. The Bible says in Psalms 103 and 5, he fills my life with good things so that I stay young and strong like an eagle. And that's why I put the picture out there with an eagle flying high. I actually took that picture while we were at Niagara Falls. And it's been about 3 years ago. And the eagle, I had my cell phone, because I love taking pictures of nature. So, and I usually take those pictures of my cell phone. So I had my cell phone, and we were out in the boat to take these to the falls. And I looked up, and there it was. It was an eagle, just stretched out, wings stretched out. And I snapped that picture of that eagle, and that's what you see on my Facebook page. That's what you see on my camera, my LinkedIn. That picture is real to me, because at that point, I said, you know, that's all about it. Thank you for giving me a sign that you are always here, that you are always watching over me. I said, I thank you for that sign. And that was the eagle, just as big as you see on that picture, just beautiful. It's beautiful, and that picture is so real. And that's why I tell you, I don't like fake things, because Father God created everything he's created. He's created it real. He ain't put no plastic in nothing. He ain't called something that was not. If he made you that way, that's the way you're supposed to be. Father God made us perfect. He did not make any mistakes when he made you. He made you just like he wanted you to be. Because he does not, my brothers and my sisters, make mistakes. I said he does not, my brothers and my sisters, make mistakes. And so just be careful when you mess with what God has already given you. I said you have to be careful when you mess with what God has already given you. Okay? Because man cannot put you back together the way God meant for you to be. If you start cutting on yourself or making yourself different from what God intended for you to be, the man can't put you together, because he did not create you. You were born of a woman, true enough. But you were given to your mother by God. And he created you. He tells us in his word, he knew us before we were formed. Before you were formed in the womb, he already knew you. He lets you know that he knew you before you were born. My brothers and my sisters. I said that lets you know that he knew you before you were born. So I don't know
why you want to mess with something the Father God has already perfected. Just like Adam and Eve did in the garden, they messed with perfection. Father God told them to do not mess with that tree, touch that tree over there. That's what he told them, simple instructions, don't do it. But guess what? They did it anyway. They messed with perfection. Something that Father God had already perfected. That's why he told them, don't touch this over here. Leave that over there alone. Because if you mess with that over there, you're going to mess something up. Stop touching something he did. He said, Adam, I'm going to let you stay in this garden and take care of it. That's what he put him in. That's what he says in Genesis. He put him in the garden for him to take care of it. Not for him to mess it up, tear it up. Not for him to go and do something that was against the will of Father God. That's not what he put Adam there for. He said, I want you to take care of the garden. That's what I want you to do. That was his job, so to speak, is to take care of the garden and keep it. That's what it says in the Bible. Then he made the woman because he didn't want Adam to be lonely. So he made a woman for Adam. And of course, we know her name was Eve. But you little did Eve and Adam know that there was a snake in the garden, a deceiver of his brethren. Satan, Lucifer. A deceiver of the brethren was in the garden after. And what that deceiver did was make a fool out of Eve. Told her, this is what your Father God has told you, what God has told you is not right. You need to go ahead and eat off that apple, because if you eat off that apple, you'll be smarter than anyone in the garden, even God. You will know what is going on in the garden if you eat off that apple. Okay. The Bible says in Genesis 3:6 that, well, let's go to Genesis 3:3. Well, the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Adam said, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, we shall not surely die. That's what he told her. He said, you're not going to die if you eat of this apple. He told her exactly what Father God told her not to do. He told her to do it. And that's what's going on today. The exact thing that Father God told you not to do, that's the thing that the world is doing. And just because the world says it's right, my brothers and my sisters, does not mean that it's right. Because the Bible says, in the last day, folk will be calling wrong right and right wrong. And that's what's going on today. Then the serpent told her, no, you shall not surely die. For God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes. He told her, and God does know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as God, literally, knowing good and evil. So the serpent told her and said, go lay down and eat that apple, because in that day, you don't know good from evil. You don't know right from wrong. When you eat that apple, you will be as little G's, little trickery of the enemy, of the devil. That's how he tricked her. As I told you, he is so a trick. And he doesn't trick you with something that you don't want, James. He will trick you with the very thing the Father God says, don't touch, don't look at, and you can't have it. That very thing that you desire is what the enemy will use to trick you. And then see, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, the taste, and the see. First, she tasted it because she said she saw that it was good for food. That's the taste. I saw, and that it was pleasant to the eyes. See, that's the story there. That's the story. It was good to the taste, and it was a pleasure to the eyes. See, what the prophet just told you, the devil ain't going to trick you with something that you don't want, my brothers and my sisters. His trick is to trick you with something that you desire, something that you want. That's what he's going to do. He's going to trick you with something that you don't want. And why do you do that? You don't want it. So he's going to give you something, and he's going to trick you with something that you desire. And then it goes on to say, and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took all the fruit thereof and did, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So, and don't take but one thing that you like and you desire to get you off track and get you out of the will of Father God. I say it don't take but one thing, something that you desire to take you out of the will, the perfect will of Father God. Don't let the devil trick you, my brothers and my sisters. I say don't let the enemy trick you. Don't do that. Because what he does is come to you with something that you desire that he knows will get you off track. And that's what he does. So you have to be very, very, very careful. Because just because it looks real does not mean that it is real or that it is something that you should be going for. I said, just because it looks real, if it looks too good to be true, it's usually not true. It's a trick of the enemy. I said, it's of the enemy. We stay blessed, my brothers and my sisters. I'm going to go ahead and enjoy my birthday today. Father God has given me 54 years, and I'm going to enjoy my day. It's a good thing to be amongst the living. If nothing else, I'm going to enjoy the past five that I gave it to me and allowed me to live another year. You have a blessed and wonderful rest of the day. I'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, same station, maybe. Have a good day. Bye-bye.